What's up, y'all? Oh my gosh. So this conversation is going to be so good for you to watch, right? So I have Tamika M. Murray here, and we had such a good conversation about spirituality and source and, you know, getting messaging and where does that come from? And, you know, what's the source of that? And how do we know? And where do we lean in? And how, I mean, it was just so good. And Tamika was so gracious because we have different, in some points, we have some differences of beliefs, and it was just such a good conversation to have about faith and spirituality and what God is to each of us and what that means and all that great stuff. So you are going to love this episode. I cannot wait for you to get into it. Here it is. Every time that song comes on, I'm just like, doo-doo-doo. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. How are you? This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, no sugar added. First, I just want to pause. I've been doing this in the last few episodes because I cannot believe you guys have gotten me over 100,000 downloads. You guys are freaking awesome. My community, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. I keep seeing new subscriber, new subscriber, new subscriber. I'm like, what? I love you. Thank you so much for doing that. You guys are freaking amazing. And I know why you're here. You come here because you know I go around this planet looking for the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And we do this through having real conversations. So today, I have Tamika M. Murray for you. She's a mystical fire ascension life coach. Say that three times, okay? She's an award-winning author, an educator, a soulful ascension life coach. Tamika's diverse expertise from the cosmos to the classroom enriches our journeys towards enlightenment. Now, her acclaimed books and notable online articles have touched many lives, and now she is poised to guide you through your spiritual awakening with her upcoming course, I Got You, and podcast, which is set to launch on Teachable and Spotify. So join us, y'all. Join us. We're about to have an amazing conversation of strength and wholeness and spirituality guided by Tamika's vibrant spirit and transformative coaching. So let's do this. Hi, Tamika. Welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Hi, Nina. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. It's
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. And I'm glad you're here. I have a really awesome community. It's very broad. It's very, you know, I have a lot of like CEOs and thought leaders and coaches and stuff like that to listen to the show. And I get a lot of great feedback. The community is growing. And I'm really glad that you're here to just kind of give us another aspect, another way of looking at things. So Tamika, I always start with this question because I like to know who is on the other side of this screen. So Tamika, who are you?
Oh my goodness. You know what? After a conversation I had with a wonderful woman who's putting together a holistic convention in my area, I've coined myself the Jackie of all trades after I told her what I do and like all the different things that I've been into over the years, because I have a lot of different hobbies, interests, and all that stuff. So Tamika M. Murray is a woman who was born and raised in Atlantic City amongst the casinos and the boardwalk back in the 80s. And everybody loves to be nostalgic about the 80s. And I'm one of those people that was an 80s kid. So yeah, I love anything dealing with that decade, the movies, the music, et cetera.
Same.
But yeah, right? It doesn't get, well, I mean, it could get a little bit better, but great stuff came out of that era.
Yeah.
And you know, it had an impact on me for sure. You know, I developed an interest in writing at a very early age because of my mother. She gifted me journals when I was in first grade, as well as just teaching me to read and write when I was very young. And she told me before she passed that she used to read to me when she was pregnant with me. So that in and of itself, I feel like set me up for being a writer.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Like I love that. And so, you know, I've been writing my entire life. I started with short stories when I was a kid, as well as being published when I was a teenager in the press of Atlantic City. I went on to get my literature degree at Stockton University, which is a local school here in Galloway, New Jersey. Yeah, it's built up quite a name and reputation for itself over the past couple of years. And I'm proud to be an Osprey because that's our mascot. It's a beautiful bird that's actually, I believe it was endangered at one point or in danger of being endangered, but now it's like making a comeback. And I feel like Stockton has had a lot to do with that. You know, the area that the university is on is very mm-hmm. natural and preserved. I believe it's part of the wetland. So I'm all into nature and stuff like that. So me and that university clicked very well. You know, as I just said, that I'm into nature as well. I'm one of those people that has had a lot of twists and turns in her life between helping her mother battle breast cancer 3 different times. She did pass away, unfortunately, in November of 2016, which, you know, totally. Thank you. I mean, it happens. It is a natural part of life, but you're
still
never
hurt. It still
you're never
hurts.
Prepared
I don't
for
think
it.
Isn't that yeah. something like I think there's something about a human connection that yeah. runs so deep that even though we all know we are not promised tomorrow and we are all going to go, there's this thing though, isn't there? Like this mm-hmm. loss still happens even though you know. And I'm very yeah. sorry for your loss.
Thank you. And I will say that for me, it was traumatic because it wasn't planned. Like we didn't know, like, of course, you know, of course, Source and our creator knew, but I didn't know on a conscious level.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, it was quite a shock and surprise and very traumatic. So, you know, after she passed away, I did a lot of soul searching because up until that point, I had been working as a social worker, which I loved. I also have spent time as an adjunct English instructor for 4 years at a local community college, which again, I loved that experience and I'm glad I was able to have it. And I would actually do it again. I haven't like stepped into the classroom officially in several years. It's been over 10 years, but I would definitely do it again. But right now I'm being more guided into just helping people on a one-on-one basis. But I accredit both being able to have been a writer. You know, I was a freelance writer from 2019 up until September of last year. I was working for deliciably.com as a trending news writer. But of course, you know, a lot of publications have been going through downsizing. It's been popping up in my feed quite a bit on LinkedIn this week, which was like catching me by surprise. Like all these people saying, oh yeah, this publication and organization, like let me go. And I'm just like, wow. So that was my moment to really dive in head first with my coaching business, Mystical Fire Ascension Life Coaching, because I base it off of everything that I've been through. Like the whole Mystical Fire name came out of the Phoenix Rising, out of the ashes.
Okay.
And that's exactly how I've seen myself. You know, everything that I've been through, I've recreated myself over and over and over again. You know, I feel like everything that I've done in the past, I've had an Etsy store where I was creating like digital downloads and like, you know, what is it? Like print on demand books that I have. I have 2 self-published books on Amazon, as well as 8 nonfiction children's books that are available. And I'm actually working on, I'll just say it now. I'm working on 3 different eBooks at the moment. And there's one that's about to drop within the next 2 weeks. So like my creativity flows like very free and very, very fast. And I attribute it to, you know, change in lifestyle, change of pace, but also just Source. Like I feel like I'm just really tapped into my spiritual side. And because of that, I just get blessed with so many great ideas. You know, the trick is to, follow through on them, but also I keep like, you know, pen and paper next to my bed and I write everything down because sometimes they just come so fast or I text them to myself and save them for later. I would say in a nutshell that Tamika M. Murray is a woman who is highly creative, deeply cares about helping people and just humanity as a whole. And she is destined for great things.
That's good. That's really good. Thank you for that. And thank you for sharing all of that. I do want to, if you're open to it, like to touch one of those moments that did, you know, transform you, right? Because you kind of gleaned over, you kind of went over it, you know, all smoothly and stuff, Tamika. But I just like to know because, you know, I know that people who are listening are also going through these experiences in life, right? They're going through a challenge or a change or something's happening. And they're just like, they don't know how to grapple with that. So I'd like to know, if you don't mind touching on, like, what was a pivotal moment for you? What was the pivotal moment for you that made you look at, I need to be doing this more, or be creative more, or getting this information more? Like, do you remember that like a moment or a season in life?
I feel like it's happened multiple times throughout my life. I will say, and I feel like so many people, especially now, are just going through this, you know, because you hear the term awakening or ascension being like tossed here and there. And people will be like, well, what is ascension and what is awakening and stuff?
Yeah.
And, you know,
can we touch that?
Yeah, sure. Because I feel like it plays into what's happened to me. So, you know, the definition that I like to give with ascension or awakening, it's really awakening to your own truth. It's awakening to, you know, what's been going on in the world that we live in and how we've all been giving our power away, you know, whether it be to the people in our lives, the jobs, I don't like to get political, but really the government, anything you can think of where you feel as though you haven't been valued or heard as a person, people are waking up to the fact that they've been giving their power away to these people or entities, and they're taking their power back. They're saying that I'm no longer willing to work for this job, for these low wages, or not having a balance to work and professional, or, you know, personal and professional.
That is becoming a trend. Absolutely.
It absolutely is. And you see more than ever, a lot of people, especially women and mothers, becoming business owners. And I say, yes, you know, let's keep this trend going. But everybody has the ability to create the life that they want. And that's truly what awakening is. It's really tapping into that creativity and knowing that source, you know, whether you prescribe to source, universe, God, goddess, whatever the case may be, just knowing that you were put here to not just be, you know, a slave to a desk from 9 to 5. If you enjoy your job, that's a blessing and you're very lucky. But a lot of people don't like their job. So awakening is tapping into that power, into that divinity, knowing that you're not just a human, but you really are a soul having a human experience, and to really create the life that you want. And really, I would also take it a step further and say it's about giving back and being of service to this world in whatever way you want to. And for me, and how this, you know, played out throughout my career and personal life, even though I was guided to become a social worker, because, you know, I had different instances in my life where it didn't matter whether I was doing retail when I was in college or when I was a teacher as an adjunct, I would always have people coming to me naturally with personal problems. And I found myself being guided to wanting to do more with them. And I have no regrets about going back to school and getting a secondary degree for social work, because now I'm able to tap into that. But when I was in the field and I was, like, you know, really stressed, I ended up in the ER for exhaustion when I was working in child protective services, just because of the amount of stress.
I can imagine.
It was both the job, but it was also my personal life. And it was like my poor body was just like worn out. You know, I don't wish going to the hospital for exhaustion on anyone, because it is a horrible feeling. Yeah, your body is literally, it feels like it's shutting down. So that was an eye opener for me. And at the time, my mother and I used to have the spiritual guide. I've always had them, thanks to my mother, because she was the one that introduced that to me at a very early age. And the woman we were going to, her name is Midge. She basically flat out told me, if you don't leave this job, the next time you go to the ER, you might not leave. And nobody wants to hear that when they're like, you know, 30 something years old. So I had to really do soul searching and really just do what was best for me. So I ended up leaving. And the whole time that I was there, you know, at this particular job, I realized that I was spending hours writing these case notes when those were hours that I could have been writing books and articles and things for myself.
I love writing.
And using my gift in some way. So that led to the last job that I had as a social worker in the field, as I call it, where I actually went to a location because I did spend time as a contact tracer during the pandemic, but that was remote. was at a teen center. And it was through my work at a teen center, which is a school-based youth services program, that was probably one of the most enjoyable jobs I ever had as a social worker. I smile every time I think about it for several reasons, because the kids were amazing to work with. I have so many fond memories of working with them, even though it wasn't always smiles and laughter. We dealt with everything, because teens deal with everything, from the emotions to the hormones, to the breakups, to the stuff that's going on at home, and they bring it with them to school. So through that program, where we offered one-on-ones, we did groups. I was the facilitator for Baby Think It Over, the pregnancy prevention group, where they got to wear the belly and take the computerized babies home. That was always fun for them. They, you know, got a real eye opener into what life could be like if something like that happened. And I used to have very adult conversations with them. And one of those conversations did end up in what became my first published book, which is Crying, Learning, and Laughing: Why Students Visit the Teen Center. It was because of that job experience that I actually became a published author. So I owe everything to that, to that job. I really
do. Let's touch it. I was gonna just ask, because you've mentioned a few times, so I just want to know, you know, for those who are listening and maybe are exploring the world of spirituality or their faith or things like that, you've mentioned a few times, I was guided, right? So when you say I was guided by who, guided by what?
Okay.
How did you know you were guided? What do you mean by that?
I always say, you know, spirit's always trying to talk to us in multiple ways if we just sit down and be quiet and listen. And this is true for a lot of people, especially right now, because a lot of people are tapping into spirituality. And for me, it was definitely, well, first of all, I always had what you would call gifts, but everybody has them. You know, it's not like I'm special and you're not. Everybody has like what we term psychic abilities. It's just that they're not as well developed with a lot of people, because they've either been programmed or taught to fear them or think that they're not real, or just to ignore them, basically. So for me, I've always had what you would call, like, you know, prophetic dreams. I've always been able to feel other people's energy. I'm very empathetic, but also having visions. Having visions is something that I've been able to experience my entire life. Hearing voices, which I found out later was spirits as well. That used to happen a lot throughout my childhood. And then it kind of lessened, like the more stressed I would get. And this is what Midge would say to me, you know, when you're stressed, when your energy is low, your abilities, they decrease. And I feel like that happens with a lot of people, because a lot of people are working off of that fear vibration, and they're always like in a survival mode. So that's going to lower your frequency, and it's going to lower your abilities to tap in. So when I say I was guided, most of the time it was either voices that I would hear, like that spirit, like guiding you. A lot of people think that it's your inner voice. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's spirit. And, you know, being able to differentiate the two. Well, I would always, I say that when it's spirit, but it can also be your higher self, which is spirit. Spirit is usually very calm and very loving, you know. Now, when they're trying to get your attention on something and you're not paying attention, that's when they can turn up the volume on you and try to make it just a little bit louder for you to pay attention. So if you're in a situation where, say, you don't like a job, but you want to leave, but you keep complaining, well, guess what? Spirit's going to have a way of turning up the volume and making it louder and clear that you need to make a move. So more than likely, things are going to get as what we perceive to be worse before they get better. That's how spirit tends to talk to us. So yeah, that's how they were doing it with me. A lot of times these situations, whether it be jobs, even relationships, things would get worse, even though you were trying to make them better, whether it be through counseling, whether it be through changing your perspective about the job, whatever the case may be. If you're not really meant to be in a situation and you're being guided and pulled in a different direction, like if spirit is trying to tell you maybe you should go back to school for something, you'll constantly see signs like all over the place. You might see signs for school advertisements coming up all right. the time. People might tell you, oh yeah, I'm thinking about doing this program, or, you know, just signs and synchronicities where things where you should be guided, they're going to start to line up. And for me, it was definitely a lot of that. For me, I kept seeing like all these different writers, like self-published freelance writers. It kept coming into my, you know, just my life basically. And I would see a lot of it on YouTube, or even Instagram, social media, or okay. I would hear about, you know, publications that were hiring, that sort of thing. So it's really just about tapping into the signs and really paying attention.
Okay. And so that's pretty clear. Yeah. Where do you feel the source, the spirit comes from?
You know what? I think that's a question that that a lot of people have been trying to figure that one out, because
yeah, like, the reason I ask is because I'm curious about, like, you know, where, because okay, so let me back up. I actually grew up the same way. I used to hear a lot of voices. I used to see things move. I, you know, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff in my life, right? And so visions, prophetic dreams, like I would tell somebody something, it would happen, like that kind of stuff was always part of my DNA. It's been a thing in our family, actually. Mainly the same. Women in our family. Mm-hmm. But you know, I am a Christian, right? So I believe in God, and I believe that's my source, right? Is God and Jesus, right? So yeah. And so I always, what I do is now, even when I get a prophetic dream, a vision, I do also, I'm like you a lot, Tamika, with the energy thing. Like I can immediately feel energy, like evil energy. Like I feel it really strongly, or mm-hmm. manipulative or kind, yeah. you know, like I feel all that kind of stuff. So, but I always take it back to my source, which is Jesus. Right. So I always take it mm-hmm. back to that. And I always go, what is this? Right. So I'm just wondering, and I don't know, cause I didn't ask you, I don't know what your background is, if you do believe that or not. I'm just wondering, when you are living the life that you're living, right, in this place of ascension, in this place of tapping in this place that you're seeing the evidence mm-hmm. around you, right? Like you said, you walk around, you see the evidence, you know, oh, I'm supposed to be doing that. So mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what that guide is for you, or where does that source come from, if you ever thought of that?
I have. And honestly, I feel like for me, God, infinite source, whatever you want to, what term you use, it's in everything. It's in all of us. And we're just creations of it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I feel it. Now, where did it originate? I honestly could not tell you, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can answer that.
I don't know.
Our brains are too small for that.
I feel like we just aren't tapping into, we're not using our brains. Because remember, you know, humans supposedly only use about 10% of their brains.
10%, yeah.
But then you got to ask yourself, well, why is that? How did that happen? That doesn't just happen from anywhere, because animals, they're using all of their brain. So why is it only that humans are only
using I think we need to be limited, Tamika. I think, this is my opinion. I think we need to be limited, because I think using our 100% of the brain makes us gods. And I think that's a dangerous place to be.
And that's what I was going to say. My belief is, because I haven't said it on here, is that we are all gods and goddesses.
Oh, you think okay.
I call myself
I do not think I'm a god.
I call myself a goddess, because first of all, if we're going to say we're children of our creator, and we're going to say in our mirror image of them, then why would we shy away from calling ourselves gods and goddesses if our creator is in fact a god? That doesn't make sense to me. That's right. My personal opinion.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Why would we downsize and decrease ourselves if we're supposed to literally be children of a god? That would in turn make us gods and goddesses. And that to me adds on to the whole ascension and awakening process, meaning that we really do have more power and control over creating the reality that we live in. So when it comes to the law of attraction and manifestation, we really are creating our reality with everything we think, feel, and put out there in our vibration. You know, attract like. So I speak things into existence like consciously all of the time, and it works. And sometimes it's scary with how fast it works. Because if I'm in a mood where I'm angry, and I'm saying this, that, and the third, which I've learned how to catch myself, I noticed that that's what I started attracting to me. The minute that I become conscious of it and shift that and start speaking more positive things into reality, it's like everything changes instantaneously. So that's right, why I'm one of those people that does believe that we are gods and goddesses, because like I said, if we're children of a god, then why wouldn't we be gods and goddesses ourselves? I firmly believe that we all came here to have this experience and to be limited intentionally so that we could grow as spirits. But now that we're at this point in awakening or ascension, it's time for us to realize just how limited we've been and to take our power back and to really create the world that we want by giving back to Gaia, which is my name for Earth, and to helping her to grow and ascend as well. I feel like that's what we are doing. We're shifting from this very limited, from this very, I hate to say it, but like monotonous, repetitive 3D existence to fifth dimensional, where everything manifests instantaneously. Like what we have been termed is magic, but in reality, that's how things are supposed to be. In my opinion.
I respect your opinion 100%. Yeah. And I see the logic behind what you're saying. I don't believe I'm a God. I believe I'm a child of God, but I submit to him, right? Because I know that I can't, just snap my fingers and create a tree or, so you know what I'm saying?
There
are levels. There are levels. But here's the thing. I want to talk to you. I want to shift a little and talk to you about what it is you do. Because I know that you said you got into coaching and that you have your coaching program. So I want to know what your coaching program is about. I want, you know, those who are listening are probably very curious now with, you know, manifesting things instantaneously. We want to know what's going on over here, Tamika. So tell me about your coaching program.
All right. Well, the actual online course that I'm working on, the I Got You program, which I'm really, really excited about, I specifically created it for people that are at more of the beginning part of the awakening process, the ascension process. Meaning if you're one of those people who's really taking a look at, like looking around and thinking, okay, a lot of this stuff that I've been taught in school doesn't make sense. The way that this world is set up doesn't make sense. You know, if you're being gravitating towards, like, say, conspiracy theories, which I always tell people, conspiracy does not mean that something is not true. If you look
exactly
up for conspiracy, it means so that it's good. Something that's done in the dark that hasn't come to light, basically, not yet.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of a lot of so-called conspiracy theories that have come to the light. That have
been and that people are like,
and yeah, people are like,
you called us conspiracy theorists, but here it is.
Yeah. So if you're doing that deep dive into that stuff, and you're just like getting into things like, say, sacred geometry and esoteric things, and you're tapping more into that spiritual side, then this program is going to be for you. And of course, I even say at the beginning of it, like, because I recorded it with the slides and everything, that it's not an all-inclusive, you know, course by any means. It's just like a taste, and it's more to be as a guide to, like, you know, get you through it and to make you feel better and to get you to realize that you're not weird for thinking this and that you're not alone in thinking this and that, you know, if you choose to not only complete this online course, but also if you choose to do sessions with me, whether it be one-on-one sessions, whether it be getting a natal chart reading, because I am a self-taught astrologer, lifelong practice of learning it, as well as, you know, doing my intuitive oracle cards or tarot readings. If you trust me enough to work with me, I just want to let you know that I got you. And that's basically
I love that title. That's awesome. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
So, but you're also doing a podcast, right? Is the podcast called I Got You?
Yes,
as well?
The I Got You podcast. It's going to be a spinoff of what the course is.
Okay.
And I love it. Like, I already have, I think, two episodes because one accidentally got deleted. I was like, oh no. Because I'm using Spotify. So, you know, I'm still getting the hang of it because you're a pro. You've been doing this for a long time.
But that's for awesome. Me,
yeah, I'm still learning. So I'm like, okay, so I want to make sure that everything is saved. I have them scheduled and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really going to be a spinoff of the program. And then, you know, if somebody if somebody decides to do a one-on-one session with me, you know, it's not just about ascension either, because I realize that since I have so many different hobbies and interests, I have a lot to offer people. So even though that is my primary niche, one of the ebooks that I have coming out is about the fact that I have published 10 books within 3 years. And that's basically what the basis of the book is about. Like, how I basically went from not being published to having 10 books published in 3 years. So that's what the ebook's going to be about.
Oh, that's good.
And I just added writing, like either if you're an author, aspiring author or aspiring writer or freelance writer, or if you just have questions and want to pick my brain, I added consultation to one of my services on my website.
Okay. That's really good. Yeah. I was going to ask you about that because, you know, there are a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs and stuff right now that are really wanting to write their own books, right? Or wanting to at least get their story out there, autobiography. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's a good thing for you, Tamika, to do that because, you know, I published maybe 2 or 3 books, but I don't want to get into that. So, but when you love writing the way you do, right? And the fact that self-publishing is the way to go right now. I mean, a lot of, you know, yes, there's publishing companies, but they do take a big chunk and it's a lot of work. So I'm glad that you're doing that. That's really good. And I know that there's probably people listening right now, especially entrepreneurs and stuff who are listening and going, oh, I need that too. So, you know, so Tamika, I don't want to wrap up without people knowing how they can, you know, go ahead and work with you because I love your energy. I love what you're bringing. I love, you know, I love how you show up. And I'm sure that there are people who are listening who are like, oh yeah, I definitely want to work with her. So give us that information. How do people find you? How do they work with you? Give us that.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'll put this out there now. If all else fails, you can Google Tamika M. Murray and I will be the first one to pop up. can, because I've Googled myself quite a few times. And even though there are other Tamika M. Murrays out there, it's my face that you usually see like right there. But
manifested that too, huh?
I think it's because I've been writing for so long, and you know, I always try to make sure that I have at least several bylines out there. That's how I've done it. But no, if you can email me, you can, and it's Mika, M-I-K-A, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 81, your birth, at gmail.com. You can always email me. I'm also on Instagram. You know, I tend to use Instagram more than Facebook, even though they are, you know, technically under the same umbrella, the same company, but I use Instagram. And if you type in my name on there as well, my, what do you call it? The profile is the Celestial Scribe 81.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Would you give us your website? Do you have a website? Did you give
us that? Absolutely. I actually have two. I have one for writing and I also have one for my business as well. Okay. So either really works. You're going to be able to use the contact form on either. So for the writing, it's MikaMurray.com.
Okay.
Or, you know, the life coaching, it's MysticalFireAscensionLifeCoaching.com, which I know it's a mouthful, but that's the title that was divinely given to me. So that's what I
stuck with. That's awesome. You know what, Tamika, thank you so much for being on here with me and then to be able to have a really open and candid conversation about, you know, what spirit means and, you know, what you're doing with people and the journey of that and what that can look like for people and the people that are listening that they know that they're not alone and their perspectives are not alone. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing this space. And thank you for giving my audience something to chew on. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. This was fun. This was fun. It was fun.
I know it goes by really fast, but I really want to thank you. This was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. I told you, good humans, right? Make sure that you follow Tamika. I'm going to link all of her information below so that you can go ahead and work with her, find her websites, find her on social media, follow her, see what she's talking about, because you are not alone. You are not alone. And I just want to make sure that you guys know that we got your back here. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for always showing up. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.